This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio. The Tuesday Roundup.
When the clock struck four,
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
That's it. That time of the week again. A Tuesday Roundup. Hugh with you. Doc Brown is away, unfortunately. But we do have an amazing co-host. We'd like to welcome to FUBAR for the very first time. Silence. There's no one here. I'm here by myself. What's going on? Why does this always happen to me? Always! I can see someone creeping out in the green room. He's going to be joining me for the next 2 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, who is it? The mystery guest.
It's Luke Cordier.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Oh, man.
Come on, high fives.
Yo.
What's going on? I was scared. I was like, oh, I hope he's turning up.
I just ran so super quick.
Did you?
I love getting places so early. And you just calm and you have a little bit of ake berry tea.
Yeah, yep.
And it's certain you stroked that little shit too in the reception.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That didn't happen for me today.
I do love stroking the shit too and relaxing. That's absolutely. Where you're on? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm
good.
Did
you actually run? What happened?
I ran. But the cardiovascular is not what it once was.
No.
Is what became clear to me.
Didn't you just do Tough Mudder?
I did. And then I gave up exercise.
Full stop. That's it.
I was like, M&S.
Done that. Tick.
Done. M&S did these beautiful little chips, actually. Ooh. And beer is so nice.
Yeah. We shouldn't be running because aren't you a little bit unwell? I thought you'd be.
Yeah, I was a little unwell.
Are you okay? Oh, my days. Unwell. You're puffed out. Do you need a hug?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, let's hug it out, man. Let's hug it out.
Here we go. Come on,
yeah.
Baby. Pull it in.
Yeah.
Oh. There you go.
All right.
That was nice.
Oh, that was so
good.
Nice.
I feel good about that.
I feel so fresh about that.
It's nice to see you anyway, buddy.
And you, man.
You doing all right? Have you had a good week? I haven't seen you.
I've had a good week.
I've had 2 weeks.
A fairly chilled out 2 weeks.
Well, 1 week, was it?
One week. Since last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday, yeah.
It's been all right. There would have been the highlights. The highlights have been fairly minimal. I didn't go to field day, unlike yourself.
I did,
which sounded very epic.
It did, actually. It was really, really, really fun. A couple of massive standout things. That one I was like completely impressed the shit out of myself with.
Yeah.
Massively.
Hit
like
it.
Whoa, like high fiving myself. And then another one I was like, I am the biggest idiot in the world. Balance, baby. It's all about balance, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of, I was like super high, super low. Yeah. So, Phil does it as a roller coaster.
It's finding that middle.
Right, yeah.
As the 90s soul singer India Re said in her seminal EP, Back to the Middle.
Yeah.
You've got to get back to the middle.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I feel good. I feel very R&B today.
You've hit the middle.
It's good.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you about up next. One massive high and a massive low. such a dickhead. That's all. I like it. I like coming down in the middle. That's fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick off the Tuesday round with some Kaiser Chiefs. Hugh and Luke with you for the next couple of hours on FUBAR.
Stop.
what I need. And if we've only got one parachute,
that's Kaiser Chiefs, Parachute on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Luke with you. Luke Courtier filling in for Doc Brown. Love Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, love, good, love good, a bit right? of Kaiser Chiefs.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was mighty fine, mighty fine.
There was like three or four moments during that song where we looked at each other and went like, yeah.
I have that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have that. I dig that.
I love those moments. You know, those yeah moments. I had a massive one on Sunday.
Yeah, hit it.
Yeah, so field days, right? I didn't have a ticket organised, and I very, very subtly said to Natalie King from FUBAR here, the boss lady, who had tickets for Saturday and Sunday, and I said to her first, oh, you're going to field days today? A couple of people have just hit me up and said, you should come with us. There's still tickets available. And I was like, oh, Nat, are you going? She's like, no, I'm not going. I was like,
done.
Oh, okay, cool, because I'm thinking of going, dot, dot, dot. She's like, oh, are you? He's like, yeah. Back and forth like that for a few texts.
Do you know they teach those? They run seminars on that kind of interpersonal skills course in business.
Yeah.
You can charge thousands of pounds to teach someone how to get tickets for things out of people like that, but in business.
In business,
it'd be
one,
like,
yeah,
are you going to like the Excel fair?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, no, I can't go. Oh, no, can I have your ticket?
Yeah.
Done.
That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah, man, I admire that.
Yeah.
I think that's like, that's real.
And Natalie, she's always amazing at things like that as well. So she was like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, all you got to do is just like go back about 2 months and ask me then. I was like, thanks, Nat. Cool, guess I'm buying a ticket then.
Oh, man.
No,
oh,
so you can't transfer tickets and stuff like that.
Didn't it rain like mad anyway? Didn't the hells open and pour forth?
Well, it did actually, but I hadn't even gotten in there yet, and it was pretty much fine so far. That's so far. So I go up to the ticket booth, and I said, oh, can I just get one ticket for field days? This is the place for
one ticket, please.
One
sir.
Ticket, please.
My
sir.
Good man.
My good man. That's it. Tip of the hat and all that sort of stuff.
Very good.
And she looked at me and went £60, and I was like, wow, what? Isn't it like? And I was like, no. You That's know, all I said. I just went, no.
What did she say? Okay, £5.
No, she looked at her colleague, looked at me, and then like with a question mark at the end, like, I'm Ron Burgundy. She went, £40. And I went, deal.
That's the best bartering ever seen.
Yeah, man. I was seriously like coming away from this thing and like, how did I just do that?
How did
I'm sorry, Brett. Like, she literally went from £60 to £40.
I can't believe that. That was me. I'd rocked up and she'd been like, it's £60. I'd been like, I'm so sorry. Yes, no, absolutely. You're completely right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How did you? Maybe it's all sort of like, sort of Aussie cool.
Really?
Maybe it's a cultural thing.
Right.
Maybe it's like, it's like water for me. It's like, it just goes over my head.
All their money gets halved when they come here. Poor darling. give me £40, poor bugger.
Or that.
Poor bugger. I couldn't believe it. Like, I was impressed with myself. I walked away going like, I can't even, like, that's a big win for me.
Yeah.
It's a big win.
Maybe she saw the bulbous clouds approaching over yonder that were about to open up, and she just, something inside her broke.
It could have been that, because it wasn't raining when I got there, and it wasn't till long that I walked into the field days feeling so elated about my score.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is going to be the best. I am so clever.
That's so cool.
I am the smartest person ever. Well, and then as I was walking into field days, I noticed a few people pointing at me and sort of like, you know, a few little chuckles or comments and stuff here. And I was like, it's weird. Like, I'm starting to get insecure. Like, is there something? Is there a sign on my back? Am I like, you know, I don't know. Like, got a blood nose and I've just smushed blood all over my face. I don't know. And then the person I was with was like, yeah, you're wearing white shoes. It's an outdoor festival.
For a second, I thought
it's going to be pouring all day.
Man, yeah. I thought they were looking at you like that because you were wearing something from American Apparel.
No, what?
You can't. Whoa,
no.
Whoa.
At
whoa.
Field Days? No way. No field way. Days is like fucking Urban Outfitters the musical.
Yeah,
no,
thank you. Carhartt and Farishet only.
No.
My good sir.
No, literally people were like, actually like a couple of people were coming up to me and going, really? Like white Vans? White Vans at an outdoor raining festival in London.
What would Prince do, though?
Prince? Glide. Glide across the mud. Yeah. It was so muddy, dude. I actually got so trashed, and I was slipping everywhere. And I was one of the only thousands of people I saw that wasn't wearing like boots or wellies or like big boots. I was actually just wearing like I was completely unprepared.
Just some fine,
and I got
fresh
drenched. And it actually, it kind of, I still had a really good time, but it was just like I was so epically unprepared that there was things I couldn't do. Like I didn't want to, you know, be. I didn't have a raincoat. I didn't have a... Do you need these things at festivals? I didn't think
generally,
you did.
I mean, it's always good to look at what's in your festival kit bag. I'd say knee-high wellies from Hunter or La Chameau.
Yep.
a decent sort of earthy, neutral-coloured anorak maybe Savile Row, actually. I'd have it tailored, pulled in. And then always good to have a pig as well with you for status.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
just to show people
just
that I am a rich merchant.
I am a rich merchant. And then the keys to
just
the
so
city
you know.
Of London.
just so you know.
Yeah, FYI, guys.
I like that. So, I mean, I did it. I walked in, and within the space of 5 or 10 minutes of walking in, going, yeah, I'm the main man, going, I'm a complete dickhead too. I'm happy in the middle.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had a win
back
and a loss.
Back to the middle.
So I did actually ruin my shoes. Like, they were gone. Like, I don't even think I could wash them to bring them back to anything usable again. They're gone.
Yeah.
Well, they're my new festival shoes.
Yeah, there were white Vans. There were fresh white Vans.
Of all the shoes you could possibly wear. I was like, oh, no, I'm going to a festival, man. I'm going to wear shitty shoes.
My festival,
I'm wearing
fresh white Vans. Thank you very much.
I'm going to wear some fresh white Vans to a muddy festival. Just threw 60 quid away. The 20 quid that I just saved was just thrown away. Mm. Completely thrown away.
I think next time, what you got to do is get some monogrammed Hunter wellies. They'll, you know, what? You'll get a little bit of change from about a grand on those.
Yeah.
But you look so fine.
Worth it.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to embarrass my pig.
Hell no.
I don't want my pig to be going, oh my God.
Listen.
What are you wearing?
I've come here for one thing and one thing only, and that's to look tremendous.
We're very, very excited about this. We have literally just one of the kings, one of the legends of improv comedy and theatre, Colin Mochrie, is going to be joining us. Now, he's like one of the main people involved with Whose Line Is It Anyway? We're talking that kind of legendary status. Very, very exciting. He's got some new shows and coming up, and we're going to be telling you all the details. He's going to be joining us in the studio very shortly. We're both very excited about
Super this. Excited.
Very excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. He's Knox Brown, No Slaves, featuring Anderson Peak on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup.
Calling, calling to sit you down. Meeting up to me and you turn them out. All in my head, all in my seat. Numerous ways to let you down. I know. And it's burning up. Always left alone, and no one's ever home. But only open up the door when opportunity knocks and knocks. But we don't wanna be slaves. We don't wanna be slaves.
Yeah.
spent your whole life working a 9 to 5. You put your dreams on hold for nickels and dimes. Don't you remember what it was you wanted in life? Did you forget about the pennies you threw in the well, wishing your grave ship would be over, you dying inside? Oh, you a slave to the rhythm, your body and mind prison. Now how do you find freedom? You're stuck in the bind, needing a break from the mundane to something divine. Hey, we just want to end the misery. Shame what we do, just to do it to the assembly. It could be so much better than what was given to me. Don't know how much more I can give of me. Something gotta give for me to be. I'm jumping off right into the sea.
We don't want to be, we don't want to be, look, we don't want to be no slaves, no, no. We don't want to be, we don't want to be, look, we don't want to be no slaves, no, no. We don't want to be, we don't want to be, look, we don't want to be no slaves, no, no. We don't want to be, we don't want to be, look, we don't want to be no slaves, no.
Love that little last bit of Knox Brown there. Now, he always throws, you know, like whenever you hear it, whenever you play, you always go, oh, it's dead air! And then it's that last little bit kicks in. Luckily, it's fine. We're all good.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Luke with you. Luke Courtier filling in for Doc Brown today. And we're very excited about this. Absolutely one of the kings of improv comedy, improv theatre, a superstar. Very heavily involved in things like Whose Line Is It Anyway? A superstar, Colin Mochrie. Welcome very, very much to FUBAR, mate. It's a real pleasure having you in the studio. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. Well, being called a superstar has set my day on the right course now. You are the only two who recognize that. If we can build that up, that would be so great.
Absolutely, we can do
it. We've started on message.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to get more on message.
Sweet.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's such a... quickly talk about Whose Line Is It Anyway? Like, it's such a seminal show, and it's spawned so many different things, not just in TV, but in comedy, and it's just... It's how long has it been? Even that's been running for, like, 20 years now or something?
Yeah, it's our... When you guys were sperm. It started on the radio in 1987.
Yep.
Then went to television 89. That's when I started, and we're still doing it in the States right now. So you just can't kill it.
Amazing, amazing. So much fun.
Oh, man, I love things you can't kill.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, me too.
They're just so, especially when they get a run at the Palladium. Like, sort of in the Victorian times, it would literally be like, look at this mammal creature that you can't kill with a sword.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's just a
Now it's running. Us. Now it's Greg Proops and me. It's wonderful. Playing the Palladium is great. The audiences have been great. They all come up and say, you know, I've watched you since I was a child, which always fills your heart with a dread or something. It's just been a great run.
It's brilliant, man. Have you been to, you come back over, back and forth from the UK very much? Or?
Yes, I was here last year. We started doing a run at the Adelphi last year, and do the Edinburgh as much as I can, and try to, do things that scare me, because that seems to keep me alive.
How many times have you done the Edinburgh Fringe?
I'm going this year, so that will be my fifth.
Yeah.
Yes. You see, I can't even remember. I'm pretty sure I was there a couple of times.
Right. And do you always try to do the whole month? Like, it's a big thing. Luke and I both are musical comedians, and we've been up there, and like, it's a big month. It's a huge month.
It is.
You're completely just enthralled in this world where you kind of come out of it, your head spinning, you're like, I don't know what happened, but that was amazing. Like, it was really fun.
I don't know if my liver could take an entire month.
I know, right?
The first time I went was with some of the Whose Line guys, the British guys, was there for a month, and that almost killed me.
Yeah.
But it is a great, I mean, Edinburgh is a beautiful city, but it is such an exciting time, and I get to see all these acts that I don't have any access to in North America. So it's a fun time.
Have you been banned from a lot of places?
Oh, God, no. They
Is
love
that why?
Me.
They don't want you to go in.
I don't think I've... I lost my
I can't see you in America. I'm banned from your show for heckling or something like that. No,
I got banned from my show.
Did you?
Aside from that.
How do you get banned from your own show?
It's not easy. You have to vomit on 3 of the 4 members.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that would do it.
That takes some aiming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not really. You just do a spray.
And no, it's sort of maximum coverage.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's so good. So the shows that you've been doing over here as well, Improv Under Hypnosis, so that's where a big star of Magic World, Hypnotist as well, Asad Meki.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a bit about that. Improv Under Hypnosis, doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Just no, it doesn't.
We've taken, but it sounds very interesting.
These two art forms that people don't really believe in.
Yeah.
Improv and hypnotism. Yeah. And we've melded them into one big thing people won't believe in. So Assad will hypnotize 20 people and then get it down to like 5 or 6. And then I improvise with them.
Oh, my days.
It
sounds amazing.
Yes.
It sounds so amazing.
Does he, like, hypnotize them to be more compliant?
No.
Or spontaneous? Or
he,
just
he just puts them in a state, I guess, just to relax them. It's fascinating to watch. We've done the show like 3 or 4 times now, and I always watch that part and watch how they go under. And I'm starting to get to the point now where I can see, oh, no, she's not under. She's pretending because she's smiling all the way through. And then you see some people who are in the most uncomfortable position on their chairs. And you know, well, he's totally out. He's totally out. And then I come on, and he gives them suggestions, and they just go for it. It's really, yeah, it's pretty odd.
What's like the weirdest thing that's happened so far?
Well, he's what he Assad explained to me was in there's a thing in improv called yes and, where you would say something to someone, they say yes, and then build on that. He said these people can only say yes; they really can't expand on that. So you have to lead them through. Everything. And I thought, oh, okay. So we had this, we were doing a Western scene. And the setup was we were desperados. We were running away from the sheriff and his posse because we had eaten a snake. So I had the hypnotized woman who was my sidekick. And I say, quick, get on your horse. We shouldn't have eaten that snake. And then she goes, why don't we just shit it out? And I thought, oh, hey, that's a good offer. And scene. So that totally
amazing.
Took me by surprise because yeah. What that obviously is a very logical choice to make. So we spent the next 3 minutes shitting out a snake. So
wow. You'd be hoping for not a big snake then.
Yes, like, a very little snake.
Oh, that 20-foot python. That was a bad choice. Yeah,
he makes them do he makes the guys belly dance, and I have to say they have. I don't know if they have that skill already, but somehow they've managed. I was watching a guy making his stomach go in and out and curl up and down.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah, it's pretty odd.
That's so full on.
Yeah.
Just to be able to be hypnotized to achieve a sort of credible belly dancing.
And I had one after the show, one subject came up to me and said, you know, I was just pretending to be under because I didn't want to ruin the show. I said, oh, because when we were slow dancing and you were grabbing my ass, you really seemed into it. And he went, what? So I was like, oh, interesting.
How often you'd think if people were literally, they've just been pulled from the audience to be hypnotized, you'd think they'd be like wanting to disprove it. So is it really like if people, like, would you find more often than not that if somebody hasn't been actually hypnotized, that they would just pretend for the show? Or
there are a couple of shows we've done, you could someone has pretended, but you can see fairly soon that they are faking. When you're totally under and relaxed, you don't really have any facial expression. You have kind of a mask, but you would see these guys sort of breaking and smiling. And you go, okay, they're not under. Assad is amazing. Like as he's putting them under, he's watching for changes in their breathing. He's watching for their pupils dilating. All this physical and psychological benchmarks. So it's much more intense than I thought. I thought you just, you know, wave a watch and go, abracadabra.
Right? That's what I thought it was.
I mean, like Professor Calculus in Tintin, he used to just do the,
exactly,
do the pendulum, right, and then you'd know. Because your eyes were going to swirls.
Yeah, well, that's the telltale sign. Yeah. If you're sitting there on stage and your eyes aren't swirling, you're obviously faking.
And sometimes from the hypnotist, you see those little lightning bolts that come out.
Exactly.
And,
obviously mesmerized. Obviously faking.
None of that happens. I'm still so great. I imagine if that woman who was hypnotized about the snake was if she'd been in the legal profession and gone, well, we go to the sheriff and we look at the legislation here in town about eating snakes, because it seems like a harmless crime. I've just been bugging me for the 5 minutes.
She was intense. She shot my horse because it had it was starting to limp. She was quite intense. So I think there was some psychological things that were actually coming out during this.
My horse is thirsty. Put it down. Put it down. Could just give it water. Put it down.
No, save time. Get a new horse.
Wow. So how did you even get the idea of this?
Asad actually approached my manager and said, you know, I've been thinking of combining these two art forms to see if that works. So we did it, and the weird thing is you don't know if it's going to work until you do it. So the first time we did it, we really had no idea what the show was, except he was going to hypnotize people and I was going to try and improvise with them. But over the four previews we've had, we sort of honed it and come up with different games we can play. And I'm still trying to figure out the limitations and the freedoms I have with these people. Like, they have full possession of who they are and what their profession is. So if there was an accountant, could I do a scene where I'm Darth Vader and they're the Death Star accountant, we're going over budget? Could we have a scene like that? And Asad just keeps going, yeah, I think so. So it's always in theory, that should work. Yeah. So it's always, okay, well, we're going out and seeing what happens.
Wow.
That's so cool. I love that, because nothing's great. So you just don't know who you're going to get. Which I suppose is the point of improv anyway, but
Yeah, you like to have some structure, but in this one, it's just like a free-for-all and hope for the best. But it's been really exciting. And what's nice is it's also brought me back to sort of simplifying my improv and remembering all the rules of taking it slow, taking it easy, accepting, seeing what they're doing. So it's been a good refresher course for me also.
Do you find when you have been working with the same people for a long time, you just become such a tight unit? Because I think one of the things that really blows my mind about Whose Line Is It Anyway, some of it's just so good. You're like, there's no way. That song could not have just been thought up straight on the fly. It's just too good. Surely it's not. But does it just get that in sync with each other?
I always feel bad for the guys who do the music, because no one believes they're doing it.
Yeah.
There have been times where I'm going, well, obviously they wrote that, and then I go, oh, no, wait, I just gave them the title and the style, so they couldn't. Ryan and I worked with each other for 10 years before we did Whose Line, so we had a really strong working relationship to begin with, and it's all about trust. About 80% of the time, I know exactly where he's going. The 10% I don't, I just go, well, I'm just going to go with them and see what happens. It usually works out. But I also love working with people I've never worked before, because then you have nothing to rely on. Mm. You think, oh, I have no idea what they're going to do. And that makes it fun. So it really is the best of all possible worlds.
Do you think you might maybe want to work with me and Luke?
Well, that seems like all right. I just built up this whole yes and thing. So,
yes and.
I forgot the no but rule.
Maybe you could teach us a little bit and we could try one. We could try one with you.
Sure.
What do you think?
Absolutely.
All right, great. Let's do that up next, right after the Black Lips on FUBAR. The Tuesday Roundup, improv comedy superstar Colin Mochrie joining us in the studio.
Yeah.
Radio presents
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Why would you need a shirt that would stop people from knowing you're wanking when you're like at your gap?
Exactly.
But maybe like you three are there in the house together.
One of the fundamental rules of masturbating is try to be alone when you're doing it.
Maybe you're watching some porn or something.
Men don't watch porn together.
Bang a bit of porn, I've got. Are you men up for a bit of FIFA or a bit of Pornhub? What are you saying? I don't think there's enough pads to go around, so I think we're just going to have to watch porn.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Nice. Pretty new show here on FUBAR. Sounds like they're getting very close quick.
Those guys are having fun. They're doing something sort
boys,
of...
Boys.
Maybe we should get a bit more lowbrow, Hugh.
Really?
Yeah. I just can't escape highbrow.
Well, I'm Australian. Highbrow's all I know, friend. You're on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Luke Courtier with you. Luke filling in for Doc Brown. And we're joined. We're very, very excited about this. I mean, a lot of fun already. Colin Mockery, who is a absolute legend of theatre, improv, comedy improv, from seminal part of shows like Whose Line Is It Anyway, plus a plethora of other things, joining us in the studio right now. Mm. And we were just chatting before that song about maybe you were saying that you like working with people you've never worked before in improv. Yeah. We were going, oh, hang on, well... You know, just trying to do the math. 2 times 2.
Yeah, and you got guys I've never worked with before.
We're guys. Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, we are kind of guys. You don't know.
We're kind of those guys.
Like a perfect storm of circumstances.
We're ticking a lot of boxes here. Really are.
Oh man!
So to complete novices like us to improv. Well, Luke not so much because Luke he's talented in that sort of area. But me, no. I'll train wreck this whole bloody damn thing. I will drive this right into a lake.
Oh, nice.
So what would you say? Starting
you guys
from
have really set this up well.
Yeah.
Well, we could do. There's a very simple game.
Yeah.
You know the alphabet.
Yeah.
Come on, Hugh. You can do it.
Come on. So, I'm trying to make sure I know all of it.
So we do a scene. The first person who talks, their sentence starts with the letter A. The next person, their sentence starts with the letter B.
Okay.
And you work through the alphabet until you get to the end.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That sounds really hard.
Who's starting?
All right. Well, how about a place where three friends would go?
And does it need to start with A?
No, it doesn't. It could be anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just a pub then, I guess.
All right, a pub. All right.
Thanks, Adam. Producer off route. I got the pub. Say pub, man. Thanks, buddy. You got my back. He's not going to let me fail the first challenge, are you, Adam?
I am a little worried that you couldn't think of something just for the suggestion.
I was thinking A, and I was going, abacus?
I was going to say the lake, and then I thought, no, let's be more accessible.
Okay.
Here we go. Hugh and Luke and Colin. All right, and we're ABC game. Starting with the letter A.
Okay.
Heading towards the end of the alphabet, wherever that may be.
Okay. I'm so excited. This is so exciting.
All the beers are on me, my friends. I'm feeling rich today.
Bullshit. You say that every time.
Christ, you sometimes you put a downer on things.
Downer? That is an understatement. Here I am going to give you a lot of beer, and you just immediately naysay.
Everybody knows that I don't naysay. Everyone knows that.
For goodness sake, boys, let's just have a nice beer in peace for once.
I wish I had F. I know what I'll tell you to do right now, mate. I wish I had F.
God. I found God. That's why I was buying you beer.
Where we are, A, B, C, D, E.
I did G.
G. Go.
A.
Go.
H.
Are we at H?
Yeah.
That's my name!
That's
Hugh! Hugh is so happy to be doing this. Hugh is sorry for that.
I have to say... Look over there by the door, chaps.
Justin Bieber. What's he doing in this pub?
JJ. Killing it. That's what he's doing. I love that guy. I'm trying to remember the alphabet. It's really hard.
Liam, introduce us to Justin.
Man, look at all the tattoos he has. What does that one say?
L-M-N. Are we at M? No way! It says I'm a little girl. I knew it all along.
Oh, my God.
Perhaps we should invite him over to our table, buy him a nice beer.
Questionable decision, my friend. Questionable.
Understandable concern there.
queue.
Where are we at? I don't
the
know.
The QU.
QR, that's it.
Really understandable concern. Yeah.
Yeah. Seems the amount of beer we've consumed has destroyed the alphabet in our minds. Mm. Let's try to concentrate.
Shit-faced is definitely one word that comes to mind.
Time and time again.
Understand this, fellows. Although we're having a good time at the pub, I have to leave very soon.
T-R-Q-R-S-V-U-V. Oh, God, I feel very, very embarrassed about my lack of knowledge of the alphabet.
Well, you just needed to concentrate when you were younger.
Xylophone lesson. I'm late for it. If I hurry now, I can still make it. Buy yourself a beer. Here's a fiver.
You do not play the xylophone. We all know that. Come on. Come on.
Zeke's my good man.
Hey! It's just that easy. Write that down and submit it as a sketch to the one show.
I really, really tried my best, but I was confident I was going to train that at some point.
Is the alphabet different in Australia?
Yeah, yes. Everything's right. Backwards in Australia. The toilets, oh, toilets flush, alphabet.
Yeah. I think my mistake was I was using an old vernacular alphabet. Yes.
Or the old QU.
That one. Yeah. No, it's a Latin thing.
Colin, thank you so much for that. That's a massive.
Oh, thank you. I hope you learned something.
I did. I learned that U comes after S-T-U.
That's my favorite part. Is someone, and you always start from A rather than go, okay, L, M, N, O, P. It's always no. I have to go right to the beginning of the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, K, L.
No, because we had to learn it by song. No one's ever learned it in secret.
Yeah.
We all know the song.
That's true.
Yeah. 100%. I learned a lot of things by sing song. What was it? C, what is it? I after C. No, see, I can't remember.
No,
damn it. I did go to school once, I swear to
God. I
really did. I really did try. I did try.
I could spell Mississippi.
Can you really?
Yeah, that was it. It was M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Oh.
So we have two things, the alphabet and Mississippi.
Yeah, Mississippi.
Yeah, those two things.
We are learning.
Music has meant so much in our lives.
The only thing I can remember is a song I can't remember.
Nice.
It's going so well. So we do have all the dates and details for your shows while you're here, Colin. But what else is going on? What's going on back in the States? And is there more TV stuff we can all keep an eye out for?
We're doing more Who's Line on television. And that's it. Always developing. Or trying to develop things, and you know, things like this hip prof comes out of nowhere. So it's my career is actually just improvised. I have nothing planned. These things come out of nowhere, and hopefully they work.
Did you know you were coming here today?
No, I didn't.
Is that as well?
No, I came for a beer, and then they said, "Hey, there's a radio station upstairs."
Oh, what a coincidence! Yeah, a couple of guys you've never met before.
Yeah, someone you don't know who could improvise with.
Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be so much fun!
There's a beer downstairs.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's great. So you're at the Spiegel Tent at Russell Square. That's from Thursday, 14th of July to Sunday, 17th of July, and also Wednesday, 20th to the 23rd. Did you not know that?
I should write this down.
Do you want me to actually make? I can make.
I have people.
Give me your. Have you got your iCal on you or your phone or something? I can put all these dates into your phone for you right now. Oh no, I want you to go, man. You will love it.
My calendar is done alphabetically, so I'm a little worried of what you'll do.
I probably wouldn't trust you.
There's a point there.
And there's also a stack of dates as well for Edinburgh Fringe. You're doing some previews. You're going to be at the Assembly George Square Theatre. Some previews on the 3rd and 4th of August. And they're a bit cheaper as well, which is lucky. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the run from the 7th, pretty much going right through to the 28th. Pretty much. That's a long time.
It's a long time. I have vitamins, so I should be all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you? How amazing are Scottish people? Have you made a lot of Scottish friends?
I was born in Scotland. I was born in Kilmarnock, so I have still a lot of family there, and I love Scotland. I love, I love Scottish people. I love just their stories. I love their voices.
Yeah.
Iron Brew.
Yeah.
Greg's Baker.
Hey, everyone, that was improv.
Just made
just
that
everyone
up.
Knows, the three of us, totally improv. That's how tight we are as a trio now, as a unit. Sorry, you go.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, there's such a nice whiskey shop down at Cowgate, where if you talk to the nice Scottish man for long enough, he'll let you try any of his whiskies.
Really? Oh, that's a good tip.
Which is just a tip, just for while you're up there. Because I'll be up there, and I'll be talking to that man.
Can't you do that anyway? Like, can't you just go up and say, I want to taste all your beer, and then walk away not paying for anything?
Probably, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
But it's frowned
rude. Upon, but you can't. It's frowned upon.
Yeah,
but
you might make a new friend. Yeah.
Yeah. It's frowned upon.
Yes, it's frowned upon. Yeah. Yeah. Taking advantage, but it's okay.
It's still a thing.
So, do you think I had no idea that you're born, because I was actually born in Wales. So, grew up in Australia with my family when I was very, very young. So, even coming back now, like the affinity you have with a place that you don't know. Haven't really been around very much of your life, because I left when I was one, but I still feel like a huge affinity to Wales and Welsh people. And is that kind of how you feel?
Absolutely.
Like?
I mean, I left there when I was six, but, you know, at my parents' house, there was like velvet paintings of pipers. Mm. The Black Watch was always playing. So it's always sort of drummed into you. And when I go back to Scotland, I just feel immediately at home. For my wife's birthday a couple of years ago, we went on the Royal Scotsman and went up and down the coast, and it was just beautiful. It just brought tears to my heart.
Aww,
if that's possible.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, also I had 70 kinds of scotch on the train. So
that. You still got a very thick accent. So that's obviously just stuck.
It was beaten out of me by Canadian toughs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard about them.
Who would beat me up?
Mounties. Are they called Mounties?
Yeah.
Is that what they do?
They hit you and then they apologize. Yeah. It's very weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got cousins up in Vancouver. They do the same thing. And they make engines. They're good at stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They got things going on.
Oh, so amazing. Colin Michael, you can go to Just for Laughs London, and you can find out all the details there of Improv Under Hypnosis with Colin Michael and also Asad Mekki. Getcomedy.com. Also find all the details, and you find all the details there for all the Edinburgh run as well.
Absolutely.
I do believe. Man, what an absolute treat.
Oh, man.
Oh, thank you.
Really?
You guys have been great.
Such a treat, really?
Thank you, yeah.
What's been the highlight? What's the highs and lows?
Well, I think the Improv, because it just brought back memories.
That was the lows?
No, that was the highest. There has been no lows.
Oh,
there's absolutely no lows.
This guy.
Yeah.
I love this guy.
And I learned on a previous thing that masturbation is good when you're by yourself.
Yeah. Well, do you know what I think they were actually talking about? Was somebody has, I don't know why, but they brought out some t-shirt which kind of hides you masturbating.
Really?
I saw it in the paper a couple of weeks ago and I just thought that's really, really weird. Ooh. Really, yeah. Really, it just doesn't
know. So you can do it out in public?
Well, I really hope not.
Is it like
I really, really hope
like
not.
Like a sort of kangaroo. The fit must be, it must be hard to tailor them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. A lot of questions whirring around in my head.
But hey, at least from a kind of a weird, creepy story, the positive is it brought a team of guys in a studio together very close. And I think that's what counts. Not us and also that other show as well.
Yeah.
That's been brilliant. Is there anything that you wanted to do while you're in London that you haven't, anything that's on your list?
No.
No, because you come here a lot anyway. You're kind of honorary.
I come here, and I'm working all the time with this, the show at the Palladium, so I don't really get a chance to do anything. But, you know, it's nice spending time with my wife, which is great. We like each other.
Yep.
So we're just kind of actually just doing a lot of walking. And,
you like each other. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
You are a true romantic. I bet you swept off her feet all the time. Hey?
Well, she hired me.
Really?
Well, not as a husband, but for a comedy.
I was going to say.
I think that's how we met. Yeah.
Might be illegal.
So, 28 years.
Oh, bless.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a lot of work.
Is it, yeah?
Well, on her part, I had it easy.
How much? Is there a lot of improv in marriage?
Yeah, and she's an improviser.
Is she as well?
Yeah, we're both yes-anding. So, but we've never done the alphabet game, so I think we're there.
You may be clear.
Yes,
keep
stay clear of that.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, brilliant, man. It really is like a massive pleasure for us to have you in the studio.
So lovely to meet you guys.
Can't look, wait to go and see the show as well. And where is Asad Mekki right now? What's he up to?
He's somewhere in Canada, putting people under, getting free coffee.
Amazing. I love that. Yeah.
What a good way to do it.
It's a good skill. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant. Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Make sure you go and check out the show. It's called Improv Under Hypnosis. Hiprov, which is like Kimye. Right?
Oh, man.
Like that, yeah. Here's the vaccines on FUBAR. I'm going to give you a billion pound idea up next, because that's how generous I am. LinkedIn just got bought by Microsoft, and I think I've got an idea that is as big as LinkedIn. I'm going to share it with you up next. We could all be billionaires. You're on FUBAR.
I've been driving my car, trying to find some sign of life. No one's about, and it's kind of creepy. It's an understatement to say it's sleepy. Spend the day with me. I am asking real polite.
Radio presents
Joey Page.
I'm really worried about Donald Trump. So what are we going to do about it?
Send him a tweet.
Can we?
Here we go. Donald J. Trump. Hashtag make America great again. What shall I tweet him?
We here at FUBAR Radio think you're a monster. What have you got to say for yourself? And then put brackets. DJ Joey Page once had a dump in your tower. Because I did. I went in there for a shit.
Oh, wow. That's the way to stop it, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Block up the...
Block up Trump Towers.
Dump Towers.
Lovely.
More like.
Every Wednesday.
Joey Page.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
See me on all fours.
Massive Attack there. Inertia Creeps on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Luke with you. Luke Courtier filling in for Doc Brown. Man, I'm still buzzing off having Colin Mockery in here.
I can't believe we just improvised fairly shakily with him.
That's incredible. Like, one of the original stars of Whose Line Is It Anyway with, you know, Drew Carey and all those people. Yeah. Like, he's like, that's, wow, that's seriously like bucket list stuff. Getting to do like improv on the fly with him. That's wicked.
Really, really wicked.
I feel good. We're sorry, you go.
Oh no, only that our alphabet was needing a bit of work, wasn't it?
A little bit. How do you reckon he would have felt like going like, oh my days, I am potentially around people so uneducated it's dangerous?
I think he's from Vancouver and he's really accepting.
Oh, right.
Possibly.
Amazing. We did film that little improv with Colin Mockery. We're going to put it up on FUBARradio.com, not too far away, and on the Facebook page as well. It's going from great to great. Now, I'm going to share something with you that I think might change your life and everybody's life that's listening.
Oh, God. Hugh.
I don't want to build it up too much.
Don't wait another second.
That's how confident I am about how much of a game changer this idea is.
All right.
So the reason I wanted to tell you about it now is because I just saw that LinkedIn has just been of course most people know what that is, but it's like a sort of a business profiling social media kind of site where people go in and you can get LinkedIn with lots of different companies and businesses and like-minded people. But 450 million people are on it. Like, it's a big thing. Massive thing, LinkedIn. And Microsoft have just bought it for $18.5 billion.
Wow.
$18.5 billion.
That's a lot of things you could do with that.
There's a lot of things.
A lot of holidays.
Oh,
a lot of jackets.
One big weekend.
Loads of fresh white Vans.
Oh! I would wear fresh white Vans to going to put on white Vans.
I know.
That's how they'd be like, oh, you know, you're my interim white Vans.
I know.
Definitely.
This is my white Vans. I don't move anywhere. I just have ideas in them.
Some of thinking vans. Oh, man, it's a serious coin. But what it reminded me of was like, oh my God, I actually have an $18.5 billion idea.
Well, what is it? Is it patented?
It's not, so it's probably unwise to share it. But I'm a caring, giving guy.
Yeah.
And it's surely if I say now, do I get some sort of copyright on it if I say it on air?
Yeah, absolutely. If I decide not to just put my own name on it, or any listeners just go, I'll have a bit of that.
Yeah.
But no, that's how it works. You say, this is mine, and therefore it's yours.
Thanks. So I feel so I'm safe.
Yeah, completely. Legally covered. Completely safe.
Here's my idea. All right. Now, it is a little bit boys, but I think it's a game-changer, billion-dollar idea. It's for an app, for a game, right?
Right.
Not World of Warcraft. World of Fartcraft. Fartillery. Right? And this is how it works. Hear me out.
Okay.
Hear me out. This is how it works. This is genuinely my idea for a game app. Right?
Right.
What it does is basically you have a battle with somebody else anywhere around the world, as long as you both have the app.
Mm.
There's 10 battles to the war.
Mm.
And the way you go through each battle is that when you need to do a fart, right, you go into the list of different sounding weapons that sound like different farts in the app. So you go, oh, I think I'm going to do a little bazooka fart. Or maybe my fart's going to be a bit like a handgun. Or it's going to be like an Uzi fart. You got to decide which kind of fart you think you're about to do. And then you need to pick, okay, I think I'm going to do an Uzi fart. And then you choose your fartillery. And then you fart into the phone. And then the phone registers.
Right.
If you were close enough to that sounding fart or not. If you were close enough, bang, that's a hit. If you weren't close enough, not a hit. Bang, you're off.
So you missed. And the other player in wherever they are in the world...
Mm.
Then does their fart?
It's a first to 10.
I assume you've got to watch out with the diet, haven't you? You've got to have a lot of wind for this.
Well, I mean, you'd be help. I mean, but the thing is, like, you could play it over, you know, a year. One war could go over a year. It doesn't matter. It's just the first to 10.
I mean, I think it might. I think it might just work. But what happens if someone sees you playing it? Where you couldn't play it everywhere. You could just whack it out at work.
Hey, if women, if people call me breastfeeding, they should be fine with me farting into my phone as well, alright? Okay? Don't judge. It's just as natural, alright? It's just as natural as breastfeeding.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah. 100%, you know? Breastfeeding is natural. It's perfectly normal. If somebody feels uncomfortable with that, it's just completely ridiculous, and completely ridiculous for them to feel weird about me farting into my phone and picking correlating sounds. Completely on the same page.
I think that's such a dubious claim.
I'm a full supporter of your technological ingenuity.
Thank you.
I think drawing parity with breastfeeding,
yeah,
and nurturing a young innocent soul as to someone in their mid to late 20s farting into a phone, yeah, to win points over someone in their mid to late 20s, possibly both male, on the other side of the planet, having the same sort of worth.
It might not fly.
I'm not following. I'm really, they were both married in my head a long time ago.
Yeah, okay.
So what do you reckon? $1 billion idea?
I think it is. What happens when you win? Like, does it go, well done, you've just won the war?
I think you probably clean your phone and, I don't know.
Yeah, your phone's just really sulfur.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, $1 billion idea.
Yep.
Patent it.
Thank you. I will. Unless somebody wants, because I did actually speak to an app designer about it recently, and they're like, no, you're kidding. I was like, no, I'm being serious. And they're like, no. And they just kept saying no until I just stopped persisting.
But
no.
There was that shotgun app where you used to shake your phone and go, and then if you pulled it, it went, and two of you could play it, and you'd run around and going, it was loads of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the farting, there, it just requires a bit more. It's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
But not impossible.
No. And hugely, hugely successful. Hugely successful.
All you need is some seed funding.
That's right. Thank you. Yeah.
Couple of 25,000.
Keep an eye out. War of Fartcraft. Choose your fartillery. It's coming to an app store near you. No, they didn't up next. And some girls have made a list of 25 things they think about during sex for the first time with you. It's going to blow your mind. It's on FUBAR. That is Shura on FUBAR. What's it going to be, the name of that one? It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Luke with you. Luke Courtier filling in for Doc Brown.
Very good to be here.
Are you having a good time?
I'm having such a good time.
You're an old head of this now, aren't you? You've been seven or eight times. You know?
Just every now and again, I just come by on a Tuesday. I pop downstairs for a beer and I pop back up. The beer bit doesn't happen. I pop to prep for a flat white.
Do you do, don't you? Yeah,
yeah, I do. Yeah. And then I come on up and we chat and hang out.
And one of the things that we always do on the show.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh no, no you didn't.
Now, this is a segment where we look at someone that's done something that's made us scratch our head a little bit and just be like, I beg your pardon, oh.
No, you didn't.
That's right. But they did. They did.
They did. They did. What did they do?
We're still improving. We're still improving.
We're still there, aren't we? Look at that camera over there.
No, this is a pretty interesting one. I was very, very curious to read it for a couple of different reasons, but I noticed this when I was just trawling the internet today for just, I don't know. I just like to do that. That's how I start my mornings. I go on the internet and I just have a coffee and I just go, ooh. That's interesting, or that's not interesting, or that's funny, or that's not funny.
Like a curator.
Exactly.
A curator of fine popular culture.
Well, this one that really stuck out for me when I was on metro.com was a list of 25 things that girls think about when they've slept with a guy for the very first time.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh no, you didn't. Ooh. Can't wait to read this.
I'm so excited.
I can't believe. Yeah, I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
I can't believe girls make lists of things.
I know. Couldn't believe it. This is a big one. And I read it and I was like, oh, actually, that kind of a lot of makes. Some of it makes a bit of sense.
Yeah.
I guess.
Some of it does.
Some of it hurts. Some of it hurts a lot.
What are your highlights here? what are your favourites? Which ones most apply to you?
Well,
do you think?
I mean, the first one I thought that came out the gates a little weak, to be honest, because I thought surely they're going to go for some dirt. Like it's going to be something a girl's thinking about for the first time when you sleep with someone is, you know, size. Mm. Or are they very good at it?
Yeah.
Did it go very long? That sort of stuff. But the first one was on the list. I wonder if he's as nervous as I am. Oh, get some!
Nice!
No way! You're asking girls what they think about a guy after sex for the first time and you think, I hope he's as nervous as I am. Oh, fuck off. Fuck
no.
Off. That's not what you're thinking about at all.
They're not thinking about
that. They're not thinking about it
no.
at all.
No. No
way!
No, they're not thinking about that. What are they thinking about?
Well, what? Apparently they're thinking about things like number two. Oh, we're kissing. Should I touch his willy? Stuff like that.
I like number eight. Is he a diver? Is he a professional diver? I know I've skipped a couple here, but that was. I mean, is he a diver or did he just make me feel like bliss?
Yeah.
That's a cool one. That's a cool one for me.
Eleven too. I think 11's probably pretty on point.
Quantum physics.
I know it's a big one for me.
Just, dude, girls are so clever like that.
Well, actually, like if we're going to, we can go through some more of these, but if we're going to come up with our own little ones as well,
nice.
Quantum physics is something that's probably on there for me because I think especially when it's someone for the first time, like you don't want it to all be, over too quick.
Also,
so thinking about quantum physics,
it's
probably
just keeps
not,
it, keeps
probably
it
not
clear.
A bad idea.
Also, it gives you an attractive thinking face.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. So if you're like quantum physics, then that way you get to still maintain a sort of element of being super fly during intercourse.
Now that depends who you are. Like if that was me thinking about quantum physics, I'd have a very, very confused look on my face. And she's probably thinking, he doesn't want to be here. Because I'd be like, my face would be like, what am I doing?
I was trying to, I had a little couple of lists of myself. The things girls think when they first sleep with someone. Mine was, well, why does Luke Courtier smell like fresh pine from the glade?
Yeah.
That's probably.
Because I wondered that very same thing.
I mean, it's a common question, you know.
Yeah, but what a night we had, eh?
Oh,
what
yeah.
What a night.
Oh, yeah, that wow. Burgundy was to die for.
Wasn't it?
Oh.
Wow. You sure know how to treat a guy. I'll tell you what. There's some good ones here. What else we got?
My tax return is due on Monday.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's, is that one that you've got?
No, that's number 21.
I'm thinking about my tax return, 22. Oh, man, this is pretty funny. There's some good ones here. What else we got?
shit, I've got cramp, 16. Shit, I'm going to fart. Which is good for your app, actually, because they could probably be playing World of Fartillery while they're on intercourse, if it's you know, if the sex is getting a bit dull.
Yeah.
Quick round of Fartillery with someone in Korea.
What guy is not going to be impressed by that?
I mean, what guy, right?
What guy?
What guy?
I don't know any.
Possibly lead app designer, Hugh Joseph.
He'd just be like, oh, it's true love. Oh, my God. Oh, I thought I was the only one. I said there is ones about the doodle, like three. Oh, it's big. That's what they think. Come on, what the fuck? Come on. What? Apparently, and then it says, we don't judge, but we do notice. Not all girls like a big willy. Pain, need I go on, stuff like that. But all girls register your position on the chart. There's a chart, Luke.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about this chart.
I'm not sure about this chart. I've heard there's a lot of pins they stick in it in various places.
Really?
Yeah. Depending on different aspects of performance. The one that really I quite dig is number 9. I'm enjoying this. Ooh, I wish you'd turn the lights down and stop examining my vagina before he goes to work.
Yeah, we all think that.
I mean, just...
I do. I'm like, why am I examining this?
I also like the fact that the thoughts are like, he goes to work.
Yeah, yeah.
I want him to go to work correctly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a big thing in Australia. Like, you know, when you say you go to someone's house and they're like, oh, show you around my house. Because that's how the guys talk in Australia. Yeah. Show you around my house. Yeah, it's the lounge. It's the bedroom. It's my workbench.
That's
my workbench. And probably by saying things like that, I'm just going to assume you're unemployed. If you call your bed your workbench, I'm going to assume you're probably unemployed and single.
There's another I'd like to add to this list.
Sure.
God, what a fantastic haiku Luke was reciting earlier. That rural imagery. You don't get you, that's not rural imagery every day.
No.
It turned me right on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait till he gets to work with me. What about you? Like, what's some things that you've thought about before that
sex.
Have popped in your mind? That, you know, with someone you're just sort of sleeping with for the first time, or maybe.
Does she mind that I have the chest hair of a 17th century baron? Because I'm coming in.
I would just love to see your face while you're thinking about that. What kind of face is like, I wonder if she cares when I have the hair chest hair of a 17th century baron.
In faith. That's one of mine. What's one of yours?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think I guess it's maybe like, I hope I'm doing this all right. How do you know? Like, I kind of feel like, is it the first time it's all a bit polite? A little bit, you know what I mean? Like, everyone's a bit like, oh, yeah, no, that's fine. That's cool. No worries. Maybe I'm just clumsy.
Or maybe you just got to storm it. I don't really know. Maybe you just got to storm it and be like, I know. How do I know? Because I know.
Ah, fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's big.
Yeah?
That's big.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that. What are the other things on my list? Oh, Luke had such a beautiful large dog that he was walking on Primrose Hill before we met eyes and came back to this B&B for a quick bonk.
Yeah. Where is it now? That's my question. Where is the dog now?
Yeah, that's true. There's the help. The help.
Because one of the biggest things I reckon I think is that is she thinking number 20 on her list? Okay, that's a really weird noise. Is that what she's thinking? Because I've had times before where I've like lived in shared houses and like the next morning my male flatmate's gone, whoa, Huey, had a bit of a screamer in there last night, didn't you? High fives, my man. And I'm like, yeah, that was her. Yep, that was her.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that wasn't... I think I'm a screamer. Damn it. I don't know.
I just always like, just, you know, in You Remind Me by Usher when he goes, whoa.
I like that.
That's a good noise to
is
make.
It?
Yeah, maybe that's what you were doing subconsciously.
Right. Or maybe I need some backup things so when the noises start, I can just direct my energy straight to an Usher song.
Yeah, done.
Yeah. All right, well, we want to hear from you. Send us your list. What's some things that goes through your mind when you're sleeping for someone for the first time? Could be girls, guys, whatever. Tweet at FUBAR Radio or you can email hd@fubarradio.com and we'll get those up very shortly for you. Here's some Nirvana.
Try to love one another right now.
do love Nirvana very, very much. Territorial pissings there on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Luke Courtier with you. Luke filling in for Doc Brown.
All right. Filling in.
Filling in.
Like a highlighter. With a space.
Are we making these weird noises because we're being talking about the list that came out today of 25 things that girls think when they're having sex with the guy for the first time, or having sex with someone for the first time?
I think we're just still really low key bedroom eye.
One thing that goes through my mind is like, I wonder if she can see the look of surprise on my face. I can't believe this is happening. You know what I mean? Something like that. That's iPad. The iPad, because a couple of texts have gone off. We turn our phones off here, but the iPad's making some weird noises. We'll get that. I mean, I don't actually know how to turn iPads on silent. I don't know how to do that.
I didn't know iPads were loud.
I didn't either.
I didn't know.
Can we get rid of that? It's annoying me.
Crazy loud noise.
Surprise. I always get a surprise. You know, a little bit. Thank you, mate. Sorry about
sheer
that.
Surprise. I was just trying to think of the opposite. Instead of sheer surprise, like sheer wonderment and enrapture.
Yeah.
Like a sort of like why is it that you're looking at me like you're looking at a Caravaggio painting?
And that's why I get so horny going to museums.
Oh man. Woo. I'm like, it's the look.
In the gallery at all. Oh boy. Do I get revved up?
Oh yeah. Give me the look. So good. We got a couple of tweets coming in. We got to keep those tweets coming in. The first we got thoughts I have during sex, says Oliver. What's your name again?
So romantic.
Such a romantic guy. I thought it was Sheila, but it might have been Amy.
Yeah.
It could have been Michelle.
Yeah.
Was it Rosanna?
Was it? Was it David?
I just don't know.
I don't know.
Or was it... Was it you, Hugh?
Was it me? It might have been. Oliver? Yeah, and that's why I never called you back, you dick. You didn't even know my name.
I don't know your name.
Or maybe he was saying... There was a bit of confusion where he was saying, Hugh, are you? Hugh, are you? And I thought he was saying, like, who are you? But he wasn't. He was just giving me validation. Hugh... Are you?
Yeah, his syntax is off.
Thanks, Yoda. Yeah.
You are is you.
You are is you.
You is him.
Oh, that's so romantic.
No, it was beautiful.
To be honest with you, like I think the biggest thing that goes through my mind is quite literally, hope I'm doing this okay. Because you just don't know. I kind of think it's
The biggest thing that goes through.
So much could go wrong.
So much. The biggest thing that goes through my mind is. Your body's like an oil painting.
Yeah, I always think romantic things like that too. Like, I hope I get to do this again, please. Hopefully.
You're like a canvas that just needs a splash more mauve.
Ooh. You're like a full fat, brand new box of cream cheese. Oh, I can't wait to put that on some bread. What? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, nice.
Hang on, Link, give me a chance. You're going to give me a chance.
Let's put in another tweet.
I can't be as good as you. Like, okay, you give me another one.
All right. Oh, you're like a walk on a country hillock. All views and fresh air and pigs mooing.
All right.
Go on, here.
Oh, your hair. It's like doing up my favourite Van sneakers. Boy, I love Vans. I can't wait till I have more pairs of Vans. That's what I think about. Stuff like that.
You're like straight out of the box Liberty print. So flowery. And so expensive.
I like this game.
It's such a fun game. Oh man. Right. Look, Gabby's got one. Let's give Gabby one.
Come on, Gabby.
Is it supposed to look like that? I've seen pictures in books and stuff. I'm not sure it's meant to look like that.
That's so good.
That's excellent.
What? Because it just leaves so much up in the air. Of what?
Who wrote those books, Gabby?
I know.
Yeah. I did.
What does it look like? It could be anything. What do you think Gabby's referring to? What does it look like?
Maybe his upper forearms.
Yeah.
So it's good. Never. You know what? There are two things. If you go home with a man and he doesn't have any books, don't fuck him.
No.
If you go home with a man and he doesn't have wonderful, well-developed forearms, don't fuck him.
Don't do it. It's crazy.
Don't do it.
How are my forearms?
Oh.
Are they all right? Or are they...
Do you know what? They are... plentiful.
Really?
They are abundant.
I'm looking at you, you look like you've got a little, like you're wearing like armor, like hairy armor.
Hairy armor.
I feel like mine are very effeminate next to yours.
You know, if you go home with a man and he doesn't have the forearms of a 17th century baron, you get out of there, girl. You don't come back.
Yeah, he is not a keeper.
He is not a keeper.
A keeper at all. All right, what else we got?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Holly. We've got one from Holly.
Oh, hi, Holly.
You ready? Do you want to do it nice and sensual with the piano?
If you ever ask me that question again, you know how upset I'm going to get. Of course I want to do it with
Of course I want to do it nice and sensual.
Of course.
Did I leave my straighteners on?
I reckon that's a big one, though. I'm really, because there was
do
even a lot
just
of...
Do?
Well, I think, people do leave their straighteners on. And I think, like, from going through the list... that I think women can probably maybe, they think about a lot of things like that at once. I'm like, whether it was like on the list was like, oh, have I done my tax?
Yeah.
Like there's all these things, my life, is this going all right? Is everything okay? Like think about all these things and guys are just like, hope I don't come too quick. That's all I'm thinking about. That's all I think about is not coming too quick.
I feel like I'm a freight train on a track.
Yeah.
Journeying towards the inevitable end.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go too fast.
No.
Hold up, Robert. Take the coal off the engine.
Yeah. Back it up.
Funny creatures, women.
Right?
Should we do another?
Please.
Ali says, oh, I should clean the ceiling. How does it even get so dusty?
That is a good one. That is a good one.
That's a good one. It's also a viable one.
Definitely.
Because I think that's... People forget there's a whole Darren Brown thing about the clue was always on the ceiling.
Always on
he
the ceiling.
He walked them into a maze. They got lost. They couldn't do it. Clue was on the ceiling.
Yeah.
No one looked up.
Why? Because they weren't having sex. If only they were having sex, Luke.
Right.
The problem would have been solved.
It is the answer.
A long, long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Love is all you need to solve mysteries.
All you need. And piano music.
And piano music.
Fine, to solve mysteries. Piano music. So many mysteries. Oh man.
Well, some things that I think about during sex is like, oh, I'm so glad we're both shaved head to toe. That's what I think about. It's just so smooth. Just so smooth. I feel like we're just two bars of soap just gently rubbing against each other in soapy water.
Oh yeah.
It's just heavenly. That's what I think about.
I remember the last time I was thinking the thoughts going through my head were, you were only really meant to come here as a feng shui consultant.
Oh, it was so romantic.
We got a couple more tweet. Chloe says, Chloe's taking it there.
Thank you, Chloe.
All wanted to go. Thank you, Chloe. Yep. Did you hear that fart?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
What would you think if you were sleeping with a girl for the first time and she farted? How would you feel? What would you think?
You blitz through it like it didn't happen.
Really?
You go, thank God for the china veneer of sheer, utter, abundant, flowery beauty.
Do you?
You also can fart.
Oh.
You're a human person. And I'm really pleased to be intercoursing with you now.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate this. Really appreciate this. That's very kind of you.
Really appreciate it.
Very, very sweet of you. I think I'd be like, oh.
Did you just fart?
Oh my God, tickle fight! Let's have a tickle fight. No, yeah, tickle fight to celebrate the fart. Girls love that.
It's tricky sex.
They love that. I think they love that.
Do they?
I don't know.
You should ask them.
It's kind of a mystery.
They're so confusing.
It's so confusing.
So confusing.
Hearts like an ocean of secrets that you write down in lists.
That you swim in like a whale.
Yeah.
Like Moby Dick. Tom says, which actually is a viable question, which actually was in one of my situations.
All right, here we go, Tom. Here we go. Just to wrap it up, here we go. Doorbell. Why is there a doorbell noise? Wrap it up. Here we go.
Why is the dog watching? How do I make him stop?
Yes.
Yes, Tom. Bang on.
Yeah.
Bang on.
100%.
That's the thing that has happened.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Do you have pets at your house?
No. No, we don't. No pets. No pets yet.
No.
No pets yet.
No.
No. No. Yeah. I used to have some cats when I was a younger man.
Yeah.
But
they watch too.
They just didn't. They'd watch sometimes. They'd give me written feedback.
Really?
Little paw print of Would approval.
They? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
Good job, buddy.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, keep at it.
Yeah.
Keep at it.
Keep hanging in there, guy. Keep hanging in there, guy.
We enjoyed that.
All right, you can get your tweets in now for a legalizer. Coming up next, you can let us know what's got you vexed and what do you want banned. We will ban it for you. Tweet at FUBAR Radio or you can email hd@fubarradio.com. We'll get into that after Blur. Nice, digging that. Blur, Bustin, and Droning.
Yeah.
Woo!
Super nice. I haven't heard Blur for a while.
No, I did love Blur. You're on FUBAR, it's a Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Luke Courtier with you, Luke, filling in for Doc Brown. As always, this time of the show, my friends.
Oh, hell no!
Legalize it. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio or you can email hd@fubarradio.com. Let us know what you want banned this week and we will ban it. No judgment. No judgment.
Mm-mm.
Whatever you want. Just, it's your chance. If you're a little bit vexed about something, throw it out there.
Ban it.
We will ban it.
Get it banned.
We will rinse it. We don't judge.
No. Whatever we don't judge. We just ban, like a really, really right-wing political party.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. No discussion.
How are you doing this week, my friend? What's anything you, you'd like just gone?
What would I
anything
like gone?
Done?
Do you know what gets me? What really kills me? Sometimes I keep trying it and I just think it needs to be banned as a practice.
Mm-hmm.
Dunking biscuits in tea.
What? You want that banned? I mean, we can. But that's a wild one to throw out there. Why?
Okay.
What's happening?
So the deal is, right, you have your tea, right? You've got it nicely brewed. You left it 3 minutes, bag in.
Delicious,
then you pull the bag out, little bit of milk, only whole milk, and then you have your biscuit. Now, it's a seductive idea to blend the flavours of the biscuit and the tea, the rich tea biscuit it's called. Seductive in the name. If you dunk the rich tea biscuit in the tea, you might have a wonderful eating experience, but at the end of the tea, you're going to get this slimy, slimy, biscuity sludge.
Yeah, I know, but it still tastes nice. You don't like tasty sludge?
It's the texture, Hugh.
Yeah, it is.
It's the texture.
Yeah.
It's like saying the word moist to women, I've discovered.
Yeah.
It gives you that, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
So I want that banned.
I think
no
that's
discussion.
Totally fair enough.
Ban it.
Yeah, done. Gone. Sorry, it's gone.
Yeah.
So what are these segments about?
Hey, where are you at with ban? What do you need? What do you need out?
I'm on a little bit of a food tip. There's two things that I want banned this week. Just because I do enjoy cooking and stuff at home. One thing that I do want banned, first and foremost, is supermarket bullies. I've had several bullies over the last week or so. That like I see them and they either the main thing that seems to happen is I will be standing like say in front of a fruit and veg section or something, right, at my local supermarket, and then someone will be walking up next to me and I get quite polite and I'm like, oh, hello, and I'll take a step for them to keep walking. But what they do is they stop right in front of me and then take the thing that I was looking at.
Damn it.
And I'm like, you bastard.
Damn it.
Absolute bastard. It seems to be happening a lot lately. The supermarket bullies. I think you've just got to be a bit more ruthless when you're there.
No discussion.
Gone. Bam. So there's that. And the other thing on the cooking tip.
Yeah.
Because I was cooking at home on the weekend and there was a little bit of a suggestion.
Ooh.
Have you thought about maybe putting this in there, or hey, you might be stirring that a little bit too long, or I know it's a bit like
third party cooking input
banned backseat driver cooking.
Backseat drivers are like sous chefs, are like the guys in Grey's Anatomy who aren't doing the actual surgery but have to give the important tools to McDreamy, who is
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. You have no feedback.
Yeah.
You're saying maybe you should just cut near the cervix.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
No. Banned. No.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh man.
It's a big thing for me.
Yeah.
Big thing because it takes the joy out of one of my biggest passions in life,
which is cooking, which is food and food preparation.
Yeah. No.
Home economics.
No. One of my favorite things is just like doing things by myself and not having any interruptions. That's my favorite thing. That's what they're spoiling. Gone.
Gone.
All right. We've had a few tweets coming in now. You can let us know anything you want banned this week. Totally fine. You let us know.
We got some good ones. We got Simon said, can we ban people who keep talking about their holidays? This guy in my office keeps saying, when I was in Thailand, and Simon says, yeah, you went there 3 years ago, mate.
Gone.
Yeah, it's out. Simon, they're going to come into your office and they're only going to talk about statistics?
Yeah.
Their dogs?
Charts?
Yeah. Charts and stats, guys.
Old Alanis Morissette hits.
Isn't it ironic?
Ed, do you think she understands what irony is? I don't know, but at least we're not talking about fucking Thailand. Yeah, that is fair enough, though. That is pretty... But yeah. Do you know what? I quite often do. I find myself talking about Thailand a lot because I have friends. They don't live there anymore, but they used to live in Bangkok. One Australian guy and a Thai girl. So they lived there, and then they lived part in Australia, part in Bangkok. So I went over there because I love Thailand. It's amazing, right? It's such a great spot. And I find that I do talk about it a lot still, and I probably haven't been there for 2 years myself. 2.5 years. So I don't know if it's maybe a Thailand thing.
I just think maybe you've got to choose your company. Just don't say it to Simon, because he'll get wound up and he'll have it banned.
I am not saying shit to Simon. Let me tell you about that. Let me tell you about that. Daggers. No. Wow, it's got really dark. You just threw a lot of shade at me, Simon. I can feel that. Thanks, Simon.
I can feel it. Done. Anyway,
we'll ban it. We'll ban it. That's all right.
We got another quite great one here from Ian. Goes, ban croutons. They're pointless and surely a waste of energy to even make. They do not benefit my soup at all.
All right, we can ban them. That's fine. We'll ban them. I don't know. I like croutons.
Yeah, I did. I wouldn't put them in a soup. I just put them in chicken salad.
Yeah, but it is a soup thing, though, isn't it, as well? Isn't that... Are they originally for... I think they might be originally for soups, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they are. For like an onion... A French onion soup. That's where you whack loads of croutons in that, and that's a cool thing. I don't know. I don't know if they are that pointless. They do take a while to make, if you want to make them.
Right.
But you can buy them in little packets, little black pepper-flavoured croutons. Yeah. And that's the thing.
But, I mean, the only thing, say, for me, if I have a Caesar salad, I just don't want to have croutons in my Caesar salad because it's such a healthy salad. Caesar salad is, like, calorie-wise, it's perfect for, you know, when you're in training and you want to have, like, about 7 or 8 calories. Like, it's perfect. So I don't want to ruin my perfectly healthy...
With some bread. Yeah, right? I feel...
Because, you know, there's lettuce, there's bacon, there's egg, there's a lot of mayonnaise or whatever, the Caesar salad dressing. There's all these things that are perfectly good for you, and then just bread throws it all away.
You don't need the bread. I quite like the bread. I like the bread as a complement to the healthy stuff.
Really?
The bread keeps me grounded.
Oh, right, yeah. Because otherwise, Caesar salad, it's probably... top of the list of, like, you know, what to have when you're training and not want to put on weight.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. I feel you and Ian. You're coming from the right place.
All right, Ian. We got you. All right. What else we got?
Who else we got?
Can we ban Crocs? Fucking ugly boot wear, says Paul.
Well, are you like crocodile skin boots?
No.
We should ban them. Of course, mate.
Don't ban crocodile skin boots.
I'm sorry. We have to.
That's such fresh boots. I think he means those little plastic, you know, those little plastic jelly shoes.
Yeah.
Which, you know, good festival wear.
Yeah.
I was always suspicious of anyone who wore Crocs freely.
Yeah. No. I agree. There's something about them. They just look very, like... serial killer. You can't really look and say, I don't know, like a middle-aged grown man wearing Crocs and socks and Crocs, and go, you're completely emotionally and mentally stable. The two don't marry.
They don't do that.
I don't think they do.
There's something about warm rubber in the sun. It's on my sex list.
Really?
Why are you wearing Crocs?
Why are you wearing... Yeah, that is definitely while we're having sex for the first time.
That's bad. All good.
Banned. Gone. Yeah, 100%.
What else we got? Please can I ban people who eat loudly? It is the worst. I'll let you guys decide how to get rid of them.
Okay, all right. I had this last week, all right? I was actually... and I was going to meet our friend Tamara. Mm. Tamara Cowan from the Musical Comedy Awards, which we do need to talk about before the end of the show.
Yeah.
We've got a very exciting event coming up together.
Yeah, we do.
But anyway, I digress. So I was going to meet Tamara, but I was a little bit early.
Mm.
So I thought I'll pop into this... I was meeting her in Camden. So I thought I'd pop into this little Vietnamese restaurant and get a pho soup. Because I love pho soup. You know, it's delicious.
They're
amazing.
Great.
So I'm there, you know, plowing away into my soup, having a good old time. And then a guy and a woman came in and they ordered a few different bits and bobs, blah, 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 blah. And the guy was slopping so much, like...
Oh.
Like really, really violent slopping his food. And I was like... I'm trying to decide whether I should say something. There's a massive part of me that everything inside me says, just eat your food and shut the hell up. And just ignore it. But there's another part of me that was like, you're a fucking pig. I really want to say something. But I know how every social etiquette would dictate that is not the right thing to do, to go to someone and say, hi, sorry, I couldn't help but notice you're a fucking pig, and would you mind just, like, maybe eating with your mouth closed, or, like, leaving, or maybe never eating out in public again? Like, any of those three would be amazing.
It's quite a tricky one, isn't it? You've sort of got to go, no, I'm so sorry. I'm ever so sorry to come. I'm so sorry that I've come and bothered you. I'm so sorry. I think you're fucking horrible, awful excuse for a mammal, and you should go and crawl down the nearest drain and never come back again. And I think if you say it really nicely in a lovely posh way, then people will be more understanding.
Yeah.
Then he'll go, no, you've got a point, actually. Cool.
Do you think though, like, would that be really bad for me to go and say something to someone? Like, I mean, if you were sitting there, especially if you're there, like, with someone on a date, or I'm just going to assume they're on a date, I don't know, guy and girl about the same age, they look like, you know, they knew each other quite well, I'm just going to assume they were possibly together. Do you think, how would you feel if somebody came over while you're in that situation and went, sorry, can you maybe close your mouth? Like, probably the most simple of food manners that is really dictated to us from a very, very, very early age. It's like, close your mouth when you eat. Do you think you just maybe, could you do that, considering you're like a 30-year-old man?
Yeah, you'd be pretty, the only problem is that...
I'd get beaten up, man.
The only problem is he'd be so embarrassed, because he'd know that you were right.
Yeah.
That he probably would react with his violence.
I reckon, yeah.
It's worth a try, though, if you think you're bigger than him.
No.
Yeah.
I'm bigger than him. I'm not bigger than people. Yeah, no, no.
Ban it.
Else we got?
We have banned smoking indoors, says Hannah. Can we ban sunglasses indoors?
Ooh, yeah, we can. But, you know, like, I had this actually with the guy Michael Payne that I do the Friday show social here on FUBAR with. One of the first times he came in to do a show with us, he was wearing Ray-Bans. Mm. And he wore Ray-Bans for the whole interview.
Wow.
And I was like, this is weird. I'm not going to say anything for a little bit, but I'm going to say something soon. So we kept talking, kept chatting, and then I was just like, all right, enough's enough, Captain Cool Guy. All right. All right, what's up with the sunnies, hey, Rockstar? Yeah. Like, I gave him such a hard time about it. And he said, no, these are actually the only glasses that I have. My eyesight is so bad that I got this from my optometrist specifically so I can wear these outside when I don't have access to actual glasses. So I'm wearing them because I can't see. So essentially I was just like, oh, congratulations, you're pregnant. No, I'm just fat. Oh, I'm a dickhead. Oh.
That's a confusing multi-stage bit of chat.
Yeah.
Because you're coming from the right place.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what? I think I can make you make me accessible. Yeah. I think we can talk on a level.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I think I'm just being mean to you.
Just being mean.
Oh, man.
So, whenever I've seen someone wearing sunglasses inside now, the first thing I get is like a stab in the heart. How much I hurt my dear friend Michael Payne. Stab in the heart.
Stab.
So tough one, Hannah. I don't know.
I don't know. But let's ban it, because it gave you so much pain.
It did. It brought back some horrible memories. Thanks for that, Hannah. All right, we've got a little bit left of the show now. If you want to get your tweets in for Illegalize It, tweet at FUBAR Radio, or you can email hd@fubarradio.com, and we'll get those up shortly for you, whatever you want banned. But up next, we do have a very exciting event coming up.
Yeah,
we're putting on scene. We want to tell you about. It's After Black Keys on FUBAR.
The Black Keys, Remember When, on FUBAR, the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Luke Courtier with you. Luke Courtier filling in for Doc Brown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Filling in like a highlighter.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so we often retell this story because it's, well, it was, you know, maybe 12 months ago we met, 16, 14 Ooh,
yeah.
years ago. Do you remember? We were both doing, we were both at the musical comedy awards thing. We met each other and we just, there was a look across the room.
You lent me your guitar.
Yeah.
I said, hey man, mine's broken.
Yeah.
And you stepped in.
I did. I said, mine's not. And now mine is yours. Together, we'll have a, get do this gig.
The bromance, do the gig.
Anyway, one thing that we haven't actually done since that, which we've been meaning to do for a really long time, is actually do a gig together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's finally happening.
And it's finally going ahead.
So sick.
That's
so,
going to be cool.
It is. It is going to be very fun. It's pretty much a month tomorrow. It's going to be at the Seabright Arms in Bethnal Green, east side over there. Very, very much enjoying the whole theme of this charity fundraiser that we're doing.
It's quite unique.
Yeah.
We thought we were going to package it. We were like, how are we going to do this? We can't just call it a Hugh and Luke. We've got to go for something a bit more real.
Yeah.
We've got to go for something grassroots.
Yeah.
So we put our heads together.
Yeah.
What did we come out with?
So amazing, because we wanted to do, you know, give back to the community.
Yeah.
Right? So we're doing a fundraiser for malnourished musicians.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot out there.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
There's a lot. Like us.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, but we wanted to give back to the community by, we are actually going to be supporting some underprivileged kids who, for a local charity, who are helping young underprivileged kids get into playing music. Right? Mm. So we're having on the third Wednesday, the 13th of July, at the Seabright Arms, A charity fundraiser for malnourished musicians supporting underprivileged kids learn to play music and become malnourished musicians.
We thought we'd just make it really catchy.
Yeah.
Like, and for a good cause.
Yeah.
So that's our cause, because we were those kids.
Yeah.
And we became those musicians.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So so we can't wait. We think everyone should come. We've got an awesome lineup.
Yeah.
We got me. We got you.
Yeah.
We got Gemma Roberts.
Yep.
Gemma
and
the Millman.
Yeah,
she's super, super, super cool.
Mm.
Gemma the Millman. I've done loads of stuff with her, and she is awesome. And I've done loads of stuff with you, and you are awesome.
Oh, you say all the right things.
It's going to be super cool.
It is. It's going to be amazing. We've also got the super, super stupidly talented George Pelham.
He was on
the Friday Social with me and Michael Payne a couple of weeks back, and he's just like an incredible soul, neo-soul-y singer guy. Like, he's really amazing. He had a 4-month residency at Ronnie Scott's. Like, that's just insane. That's insane. You know what I mean?
That's nuts. It's going to be a great gig.
And it's free.
What more
free!
Could you ask? Free, free, free.
What other gigs you have coming up anyway?
Oh, what I got coming up? I'm doing my previews at the RADA Festival, which is back on home turf, the old drama school, on the 24th and the 25th of this month.
Mm.
And interesting, my show is called Lunch, and it's a musical comedy about what happens exactly at lunch. We're 2 p.m. Oh, we're lunchtime on the 24th, 2 p.m. at RADA, 4 p.m. on the 25th, and then straight after that, on the 14th of July, I'm at the Seabright Arms.
Yep. I'll be there on the 13th, but you have a great time there on the 14th as well.
That's the one.
Ooh!
That's the one.
No, we can't wait for that. And this is going to be we're also putting this on with the amazing Tamara Cowan from the UK Musical Comedy Awards. Yeah. So it's going to be a massive love-in, man. It's just going to be such a fun night. Like, very, very excited about
it. It's going to be so cool.
Oh, bless. Actually, I've got a gig tomorrow night as well at the Hoxton Underbelly. Going to be playing there with my full band. So if anyone wants to come down, check that out as well. But anyway, last story of the day that we need to jump into. Mm. You can still get in some, you can tweet at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com for a legalize it. Let us know what you want banned this week. There's still a few more minutes to get those in. But this is a very interesting one. And I think if you've worked in hospitality or you've worked in retail before, this is probably really going to resonate with you. Really, really going to resonate with you. So basically, a man has been charged extra for literally just being a smartass. Right? He's been charged for being a smartass. Can you believe that?
Oh, man.
So basically,
this dude, right, he there was basically the people were very, very keen to point out the vagueness of the receipt. Everything was miscellaneous. But perhaps more interestingly, someone highlighted that the smartass charge was also taxable. So someone on the in this shop has put on this guy's receipt a little bit of an extra charge for being a prick. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I'm down with that because I worked in retail for years, man. Mm. And I swear, retail therapy is not buying things. It's just taking out your shitty mood on retail staff. Mm. That is retail therapy right there.
I love that. What, and the smart ass charge, what's it? Precisely 25 cents.
Yeah, what would you charge someone?
For being a smart ass?
Yeah.
Well, it depends what it is. If it's like, oh, well, Roger, I prefer it in the red, so screw your advice.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I would have put a couple of quid on that.
Yeah,
a couple
definitely.
Of quid. VAT non in, well, no, VAT inclusive.
Yeah.
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 That feels
so.
Right. What other charges would you do? Would you label any other ones on there?
Well, I would. I would. I mean, I know there's a tough one and it's a controversial one of like kids in restaurants and stuff like that, because just because you have kids doesn't mean you should be banned from going to restaurants ever again in your life, right?
Precisely.
But I was at a restaurant the other day where there was a very, very noisy toddler. Ooh. Very, very, like, screaming, scream face. Ooh. And everyone was like, like, you know, like, it was to the point of, like, you know, if a kid is having such a, I'm not a parent, so I don't know exactly what goes on. I can only say from my own experience of just being judgmental prick. That's all I can come from, right? The only place I can come from. I can't come from a parenting perspective, all right? But it just seemed like the kid was going so like out of control that he just obviously was really maybe overtired or something, or just needed to get out of there. Like, it was, how could they be enjoying themselves?
Mm.
But I also think that was like, well, you know, don't necessarily say, hey, you can't take screaming kids to restaurants. You know, you should be allowed to. Your parents, you want to take your kids out and go for a meal, that's fine. But if the kids are having a big spaz attack like that, if they're going crazy, maybe just put an extra few quid on the charge.
Yeah, isn't like a crazy nuts kid charge?
I think charge.
Would be a kid who is not happy in the environment. Could the parents not then re-invoice the restaurant and be like, your environment was not nice and happy enough for our child?
Oh, it sounds like it's getting very American now, doesn't it? Yeah. Everyone's suing
for
everyone.
Our child was not happy in your restaurant.
Yeah.
Risky.
I reckon another one would be, especially if you're going into a shop, would be pushing in. You should definitely be charged extra for pushing in. Because, you know, like, I've been in situations before where I haven't been in a rush and someone has pushed in and I've just been like, oh, they look like such a dick. Everything in me wants to say, excuse me, what the hell do you think you're doing? But I'm like, I'm just going to, I'm nice and relaxed and happy right now. I'm just going to let this one go.
Yeah.
Because I know this is going to be confrontation. And I'm actually in a good mood. Why spoil myself my good mood? Because someone's been a prick. But
yeah.
I think
that's
just a little bit of an extra charge on top.
A little bit of an extra charge. I had that, and a man walked past me on my way here, pushed right past me in prep when I was getting my flat white.
That ain't cool.
And I thought, you know what? I'm going to leave it because he's wearing American Apparel and it's any time after 2006.
Oh, right. Yeah, you don't want to go there. You do not want to go there.
Who's winning now?
Because I think if you just put a little bit of an extra charge on, like, it's just going to make them more mindful of it. Like, it's not going to benefit, say, if he gets charged extra £2 because he pushed in at Pret, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to say benefit me directly, but what it will do is he's going to go, oh, shit, actually, I don't have £2. I don't have £2 to barge in right now. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just stay at the back.
Be a nicer
and
guy.
Actually get into the queue.
Be a much nicer guy.
What else?
Well, I think there's probably one. If you're in a really fine coffee shop, you're ordering a nice coffee, and you say, hey, listen, sir, I really like my coffee not too hot but not too cold, and you're too instructive to the barista.
Yeah.
I think the barista should put an arsehole charge on that.
Right.
He should put a £3, I think. When someone else, or if you do too much insider chat.
Right, yes.
If you go, is that a La Marzocco FB9.7?
Yeah.
I think you need to put the charge on.
All right. What about this one then? Mm. What about this one? Maybe I deserve to get a bastard tax put on me. So I was at a bar maybe a couple of weeks ago or something like that, and I said, could I order a vodka soda lime? And they were like, yep, no worries. They came back, and it was not fresh limes, Luke Courtier. It was lime cordial. And I went, oh, I looked at it, I tasted it, and it was like, ooh, looked at them, and they were like, oh, is that right? And I was like, sorry, I wanted fresh limes.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, can I just put them in now? And I was like, nah, because I don't like the cordial. And I'm sorry, but I can't drink that. And then I was like, they were like, really? Really? Like, you want a whole new drink now just because it hasn't got fresh lime in it, mate?
Yeah. And yeah, you do.
And that's what I said. I said, yeah, I do.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So do you think I should be banned? Like, should I have got an extra charge for that?
No, I would have given you an honesty discount for quality.
Thank you. I'd also like to thank you, Luke Courtier, very much for sitting in for Doc Brown today. What a fun day.
My pleasure. What fun.
We got to go. We got to get out of here. But you can listen back. We caught up with Colin Mockery, one of the stars of Whose Line Is It Anyway? You can go back and listen at FUBARradio.com. And then we'll have the video up on Facebook as well of us improvising.
Oh,
really.
Yeah.
Thanks, Luke Courtier. Love you.
No problem. Love you back.
And thanks very much for hanging out with us. We'll catch you soon. I'll be back on Friday with Michael Payne. And next Tuesday with Doc Brown. Leaving you with Skepta. It ain't safe on FUBAR.
Get it, squad. Squad, gang, gang. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe. The packs are sold, had them buzzing on the road. Residue in the buttons on my phone. Yeah. Black leather boots when I run into your home. Yeah. Ring, ring, pussy, it's your mommy on the phone. Yeah. Niggas wanna kill me, tell them go and get your Uzi. Yeah. Bari got the weapon in the pocket of the Subies. Yeah. See me on the cat, you see me in the movies. Yeah. So you can end up dead when you disrespect the Goonies. Yeah. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the pot. Not even for the cops, say they safe for the block. Not even for the cops, say they safe for the block. Not even for the cops, say they safe for the block. Not even for the cops, say they safe for the block. Not even for the cops, say they safe for the block. Not even for the cops. The trap house was a shithole with my nigga smoking on some indo. Looking for the police through the window. Said I'd be a minute, yeah. Of course I was an hour. Yeah. Never disturb a baker when he's mixing up the flour. Yeah. Devour these criminals stepping on my toes. Yeah. I step into the party, I let everybody know. Yeah. The heat will bang for a legend on the roads. Yeah. So keep your hands off my brethren and my clothes. Yeah. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe. You say you always got the toast, yeah. But when you see my niggas, you look like you see a ghost. Yeah. These niggas follow fashion, don't look comfy in their clothes. See them on the roads, get